This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Boy, the fallout over Mike Flynn continues. The White House today trying to scramble, I think, in a couple of different directions and look at timelines and answer questions about what they knew and what they didn't know about Flynn and a conversation with the Russian ambassador. And really, there hasn't been as much discussion about who is going to end up being the national, you know, the national secretary, the national defense secretary. It's more about the circus surrounding it. Somebody who knows all about that joins us now from Washington, from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Justin, so the Flynn fallout really is heavy over Washington, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. This is, certainly fueling a lot of the talk over here. And, of course, as you mentioned, there is sort of a, contest right now for the next national security advisor. The names that are being bandied about are Keith Kellogg Jr., who is currently serving as acting secretary. General David Petraeus is also being floated as a potential name, as well as former Vice Admiral Bob Harward, who served alongside Mattis as the deputy commander of Central Command back when Mattis was over there. So he's kind of leading right now as the primary contender, particularly because he has a friend in the administration who's really kind of vying for him behind the scenes, as we understand. But in addition to that, there is, of course, a lot of news surrounding the entire Flynn ordeal. Today we finally had the White House press secretary coming out and explaining the TikTok behind the administration's reasoning in recent days over what to do with him, as well as a New York Times report coming out tonight suggesting that members of Trump's campaign had actually spoken to senior Russian officials around 2015, about a year before the election. So a whole lot of news surrounding the situation today.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody, when I said briefly right before you jumped on that, everybody is kind of scrambling because it's a question of figuring out who knew what when, what the investigation is going to be about. We saw today that Congressman Elijah Cummings was really flying out of his shoes. He was furious at Chaffetz and saying there should be an investigation into this. Instead, they're looking into Kellyanne Conway's comments on one of the Fox shows pushing Ivanka Trump's products, just saying, I get them, you should get them, and they're talking about that she might have violated ethics rules. So there really is a lot of furor over that.
There certainly is, and right now the question over who knew what when is one that's really plaguing the administration, particularly because there are some answers that they are giving that just don't necessarily seem to hold up to scrutiny. One of the big ones was today, Spicer said that Donald Trump was briefed on the, situation with Flynn on January 26th, about 6 days after taking office, saying that apparently the DOJ had notified them that Flynn had had these conversations that dealt with actual policy matters with the Russian ambassador. And then, in contrast with that, we had a report coming out last Friday wherein Trump was specifically asked about the Washington Post story that said that Flynn had had those discussions and said that he did not know about it and was going to be looking into it. Today, Spicer said that he was simply talking about the story, not about the details themselves, but that hasn't really satisfied a lot of people who believe that, the administration may be, trying to cover themselves at this point and just, frankly, giving a lot of strange answers.
Yeah, I think this is going to really dominate what we would call, for people listening, the news cycle for some time to come, at least certainly throughout this week, and I think even beyond that, too, talking about how they dealt with Russians before the election, during the election, you know, what people knew, that kind of stuff. Even Mitch McConnell said it's highly likely that the Senate's going to investigate Flynn. So for McConnell to say that, that had to be pretty serious.
Oh, no, absolutely. And it's worth mentioning, of course, that, you know, the administration is still surprisingly new, even though it feels like, you know, the past 3 weeks have taken about, you know, 6 years out of most people. You know, this is still within the first month of their administration. Not even a full month has, you know, expired since Trump took office. And already we've had these just crazy missteps and scandals, be it from the botched rollout of the executive order, be it the entire Flynn controversy, you know, compounded with a lot of the sort of lesser ones, such as Kellyanne Conway giving her free commercial and whatnot. And all of this has really just painted a very rocky, you know, picture for Trump's future as president, and one wherein it's probably going to be plagued by a lot of these scandals for quite some time.
Yeah. The other thing that might have gotten buried, probably not maybe for you and I as we read it, but the director of the Secret Service is stepping down after 2.5 years after being coaxed out of coming out of his retirement. And his name's Joe Clancy. And he was asked to come back in. So with all these problems with the Secret Service, which happened during Obama's time in the White House, now, once again, he's decided he's going to hang it up and join his family. He's from Philadelphia. So there's another post that has to be filled. But that's a pretty big one to put somebody in charge of the Secret Service. Because as you know, Justin, you and I talked about this. It seems like we've talked forever on this show, but we talked about the snafus with the Secret Service, especially during Obama's last year in office. That's when a lot of that stuff was exposed. So this is a big hole to fill, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, this is a, you know, sort of a department of the government, or an agency rather, that has been, you know, plagued with issues for quite some time. And it really is sort of something that has raised some big red flags in the past. The fact that you have, you know, sort of this unruly agency that's filled up with, you know, people who have not taken the right steps in the past, have made pretty poor decisions, along with their close proximity to the president. You know, Clancy was somebody who was supposed to come in, sort of right the ship on that front. But, you know, there still continues to be some pretty big concerns surrounding Secret Service, as well as the security around the president in general. So I would imagine that the, you know, sort of reports that we had of, you know, members of Trump's private golf club taking photos with the, you know, military personnel who was holding the nuclear football, as well as the just whole situation of Trump being surrounded by, you know, people at his club while discussing security matters, even though that may not be directly related to the conduct of Secret Service, that nevertheless, you know, doesn't paint a very good picture of an agency that's, you know, protecting the president's best interest. So that, you know, compounded with the reports that Trump is apparently stalking his, you know, security detail with some of his own, you know, private staff is, you know, probably grounds for him not necessarily wanting to stick around for very much longer.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Coming up, we're going to talk about General Petraeus. That's one of the things, one of the people that Justin mentioned. So you remember the scandal with him, with the biographer Paula Broadwell? Even she's saying, look, he paid his price, for goodness sake. Look at General Petraeus. Would you stick him in that position? And how about this 18-day period? This is, I think, a dark cloud that's going to be pretty tough to dissipate around the White House. Hang with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Boy, we have a lot to jump to. I want to give you the greatest hits. What's buzzing over the land? Certainly the Flynn stuff is, and it's serious. It's serious business for all of us because it's a major position, so of course we care. And the question becomes the 18 days and what's going on with Russia. There's been this whole shroud of secrecy or not knowing or not understanding. And I think it's what Justin said. It's more feeling their way around the White House because, as we've talked about so many times on the air, honestly, is that you got a business guy who is not a politician and the people around him, frankly, are not politically schooled, meaning most of them have no idea how the White House works, how the political machine cranks on, and it is crazy, that it's like we said before, how fast everything flies. So it's not an excuse, but it's what's happening, and things are falling through the cracks. So that's why the White House, I think, is really struggling to answer the avalanche of questions about Michael Flynn. So Flynn was asked to quit Monday. It becomes public. He misled the VP, Mike Pence, about whether he discussed the sanctions during pre-inauguration phone calls with the Kremlin's main man in Washington. So, and now there's all these developments that keep happening. It comes out that the president was told on January 26th, 2 weeks ago, that the Justice Department had concerns about his conduct. Pence didn't find out that he had been misled until February 9th. So that, you know, the timeline thing is the confusing part, I suppose. Even Sean Spicer, who's the spokesperson at the White House, said Flynn's resignation was precipitated not by misconduct, by this erosion of the confidence in him over a series of other questionable instances. So what are the questionable instances? It included Flynn's request for security clearance for his son during the transition. He requested the clearance without telling Pence, who was in charge of the transition. So there were a couple of other things that that happened as far as him being the national security advisor. And I think some of that's been knocked. I think some of it's been knocked down, but there's we already said it. This is going to go for a while. I mean, that's why you have the Senate Republican majority leader, Mitch McConnell, saying it's highly unlikely that the Intelligence Committee would look at the allegations that Trump spoke about the sanctions with the ambassador. However, they're trying. He says they would still try to clear up what happened here. And one of the tweets that came out early in the morning from Donald Trump was, the real story here is, why are there so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as I deal on the North Korea situation? So, you know, there you go. Okay, a couple of other buzzing around stories, I'll call it, right, is with unanswered questions, etc., and the direction that we're, you know, some of the directions that we're going in, I guess politically speaking, we could say that. I mean, you know, we're still dealing with the immigration situation with the executive orders, and nothing is happening there with the judges' standoff and Trump saying they'll continue to, as the president, they'll continue to pursue that, saying Americans want safer borders, and what about the refugee situation, saying nothing about Obamacare and what's going on there, because all of a sudden there are these other crises to deal with, including taxes and infrastructure. And, you know, next week there's going to be top Republicans visiting the Texas-Mexico border, so that's going to be big. The idea is, come see for yourself, including Paul Ryan. He's going to be there, the Speaker of the House. It's a whole delegation to talk to the people there about the plans to build the wall, saying that more people have knowledge of the southern border, the more they understand, the more, you know, that we can do. And so it's better for kind of a show and tell, if you will, that they'll be able to see what it is specifically, not just read the reports and see some photos and whatever, but have the members down there so they can discuss this whole wall idea, where, et cetera. Because remember, on the trail, on the campaign trail, they were talking about $10 billion, but other people think it's going to be up to $25 billion. Members of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus and Republican Study Committee, that's a mouthful, say that backwards five times, and I'll give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. They said any conversation about funding a border wall or border security projects, along with initiatives like infrastructure spending, Obamacare, military spending, must include spending cuts elsewhere. So then that's what it becomes, budgetary. Okay, great, here's this wall. Here's what we're talking about with Obamacare. Where are we cutting? And now I wonder if Donald Trump regrets that he didn't pull Chris Christie into some position. They had lunch, and one of the things that comes out of that lunch is, don't read anything into the lunch, but, you know, he relied on Chris Christie for a lot of intel while he was campaigning, and Chris Christie is a politician, has been a politician for a while now as the governor of New Jersey, and knows how to deflect and deal with what you deal with in the political game. So after the national security advisor, Michael Flynn, was asked to resign, that's when Chris Christie joined Trump for the White House lunch on Tuesday. They say it's just circumstance that the lunch had been scheduled weeks before, but there is speculation about, is he under consideration for a job in the Trump administration, as some of these things are starting to fall apart? And I guess the answer is maybe. Trump obviously trusts and likes Chris Christie. And like I said, there's somebody who gets what you have to deal with as far as politics is concerned, because it's a whole different animal. You know, so many people call this show, me included talking about, I'm not calling my show, but me included talking about, oh, how many years they come on here and say we're complaining about senators and congresspeople and Congress is doing nothing, and what if we got fresh faces, different people not from the same old hit squad, and then what happens is you get a situation where you have the highest office in the land and people who aren't experienced in dealing with what you deal with in a presidency. Here's what I think is crazy. I told you in a previous show, because this is radio, to look this up and it will blow your minds. And I feel so sorry for these people in Northern California near this dam. It's a race against the weather to just completely avoid an incredible disaster. They're saying that California ignored warnings a decade ago, so a decade would mean a lot of damage. And you see the water just roaring down Oroville Dam spillway, and there's fear over floods. People have been evacuated. Now they're saying close to 200,000 people. Cars were just fleeing the area. And watching that water come down, oh, that is some scary, scary stuff. And speaking of scary, while they're dealing with that in Northern California, you know, I can remember as a kid, you know, every once in a while you'd see a story. I grew up outside of Philly, Action News, and they would talk about mold. And to me, I would think, well, what's mold? I mean, they would say, like, there was cases of mold had been detected. Now you've got this story out of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center that they've had a mold outbreak. And they've just seen that a third wrongful death lawsuit has been filed. It's now the latest in five other known deaths. So there's been five deaths since October 2014 linked to heavy mold growth found in the linens, they say, at two University of Pittsburgh Medical Center hospitals. How awful is that? There was an internal report suggesting that they were linked to this outbreak due to contaminated linens. And it didn't become public until January of this year. And how awful is that? That people are dying from that. One was a leukemia patient, was getting chemo. He was moved to intensive care 3 days before his death. Within 24 hours of his stay in the ICU, he had the mold. And people with other ailments, same thing. They're going to... I'm sure they have lawyers, but this is going to be pretty tough on that hospital, and it should be. Wow. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today?
But Indiana Jones, and I know you're saying, wait, you have Mike Flynn and his 18 days, and what do they know in the White House, and what's going on, to, and what do you make of it, and how much do you make of it, to Harrison Ford. But I have to bring this story up, and gosh, I don't want to run out of time, because I was watching, I actually sat down and watched a chunk of news. You know, everything moves fast in my world like yours, and with sources and checking with people. I'm not the traditional, let me sit down like my grandfather, who never missed the news, and watch, you know, cast after cast after cast. But I happened to see this, and I think I was watching ABC. I was watching ABC, and I think I know what it was. I wanted to see pictures of the dam, because I just can't even believe watching this dam and this water come through the spillway, and then hearing that the sorry idiots knew for a decade. Okay, let's just picture this for a second. I'm working in city government. I got my job in Northern California. I love it. Look out my window. It's beautiful. Got this beautiful valley. And I start to hear these reports that there's some problems on the dam. Little crack here, a thing there. And so I say, well, we got, you know, fill out some paperwork, start to think about it, look at it. And what, takes 10 years to actually have some movement and do something about it? Imagine if that dam, like a scene from a movie, that's how I described it the other day. Just picture this in your mind, right? Like a Stephen King movie or a disaster movie. That water, that spillway just slams down. It would easily could kill the amount of people that evacuated. Can you imagine that? That would be like our most horrific disaster that could have been averted from a dam. And, of course, what would we think automatically? Oh, it must be terrorism, or how could that happen? I can't even believe it. When I see this video, it enrages me when I hear the stories of people knowing and not doing anything. Talk about inept. We can talk about all these things happening in Washington, but let's go local for a minute in a very big area, and our biggest dam in the United States, our highest dam. You know, somebody needs to be checking that. Somebody also needs to check on Harrison Ford. What is the deal with Harrison Ford in planes? Obviously comfortable as a pilot, knows how to fly, but does he know how to land? There was the crash landing 2 years ago. He survived that. It was fine. You know, a little bruised, but okay. Then there was today where he flew over a major airliner when he was coming in and landed on a taxiway. So they knew he was coming in. There was the conversation, you know, with the tower. And then the next thing you know, he's going right over a jet. So the FAA is investigating it. The National Transportation and Safety Board is looking into it. But he has a jet run-in at this California airport, which really could have been disastrous, a potentially serious run-in. And, you know, he was told to land. Let me give you the story. He was told to land his single-engine plane on a runway at John Wayne Airport in Orange County on Monday, but he mistakenly landed it on a parallel taxiway passing over an American Airlines jet that was holding nearby. And he said, was that airliner meant to be underneath me? That's what he asked the traffic controllers. So, I mean, he landed safely, but he said he had received and read back the proper landing instructions. So anyway, they're investigating that because that's not a good thing. He's a big flyer. I mean, pilot. You know, he collects vintage planes. He's got a good record. But, you know, it was in 2015 that he had a broken arm, a gashed forehead when he crashed on a Los Angeles golf course when his plane lost power after it had taken off. And then there was the crash landing of his helicopter during a training flight where he and an instructor were practicing auto rotations in Ventura County, and they weren't hurt there. So there's been a couple of things, but that one's crazy. It is. It's just absolutely, absolutely crazy that he went over the jet. So I'm sure something will come out of that. Hey, speaking of planes, Captain Sully had a comment. He was asked on Fox Business, a couple of weeks ago about the travel ban, and he said, this makes us unsafe. So Captain Sully Sullenberger said that Trump's temporary ban on citizens from 7 Muslim-majority countries entering the U.S. could potentially put us at risk, because he says what happens is, and that's what he does now, he's with a safety consulting firm, he says we'll be gaining, you know, we'll again be issuing visas to all countries once we are sure we've reviewed and implemented all this stuff. But he's saying that he thinks in the end, unfortunately, that it's unfair to people like translators in Iraq who have helped the U.S., and it would discourage other individuals from countries from helping us in the future. You know, that's a part I agree with. In this whole vetting thing, one thing that can't get lost, I think, and I think most of you would agree on this, is you don't want the translators. So we go over, we need the translators. They risk their families' lives and their lives, and They're not the leave behinds. They're vetted heavily, and they have to be given something in exchange, and they are vital. I mean, we've talked to plenty of people on this show about not having the translators would be absolutely disastrous to the U.S. efforts, especially what the efforts were. But even now, there still are, or there still is, the need for translators. So you can't have, you know, you can't have that happen. Otherwise, we won't have any translators, and we need them because we don't have a lot of people, frankly, that speak Farsi. And the languages we need to be able to do the job of what's happening in some of those quicksand countries in the, you know, in the Middle East that are, you know, in so many cases just killing us. And we realize that. And this has been that slow burn that I've talked about forever. And now it's front and center, you know, for so many of us. And I wanted to bring this up as a quick aside, and we are in our next segment going to bounce back to Flynn and what the worldview is and what people are saying and what's coming out of, you know, what's coming out of the White House. But they've got this Westminster Kennel Club, you know, that they, on TV, it's one of the more popular things. It just shows you dog ownership and the love for animals and, you know, even in cases are people spend extreme money on, but a German shepherd named Rumor. I love it when, like, I call it the off breed wins. So a German shepherd, Rumor, won the Westminster Kennel Club's Best in Show, and after a miss last year, returns. See, you can come back and win. Returns and captures the highest honor in dog showing. It's 141st Westminster Kennel Club dog show. And it's so big, they have it, of course, every year at Madison Square Garden. And here you go, 5.5 years old female out of Wisconsin wins this time. You know how many dogs enter into this thing? A total of 2,798 dogs. 202 eligible breeds competed in the show. 202. And, of course, there are different honors, not just best in show. They have one for the hound group. They have the toy group. They have the miniature poodle who won the non-sporting group. And a Rumor is the herding group. So they had to actually, At this dog show, they have to actually break it down, of course, into various categories. But it's amazing the amount of people that come out to see it. And it's amazing the amount of people who try to compete in what is very prestigious. I even had an Irish setter who won the group competition for sporting breed. It's beautiful. I mean, just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful dog. And these are some of these, when I look at these dogs, I haven't even heard of half of these breeds. I'll tell you one they had sitting down that was so cute in Newfoundland. Anyone hear of a Newfoundland dog? I've heard people talk about them, but, oh, seeing the picture, just absolutely adorable. And like I said, tons of money is just pumped into this. I mean, that's why there was that funny kind of parody movie called The Best in Show, which is funny. It is such a funny, funny movie. Christopher Guest, that he directed that, I want to say maybe 20 years ago. Stream that and you'll get a great laugh. All right, we come back. We turn the final bend, if you will, for this hour. We dive back into Washington where we started, and the ruckus over Flynn and how the administration is handling his resignation. Stay with us.
It- Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I want to give you a sense of some of the reaction on the Michael Flynn resignation. Best way to do that is bounce around opinion-wise. I was listening to some shows today, and it was really, you know, the whole spying thing that took Flynn out of this picture, because they were spying on the ambassador, or taping the ambassador, so any of his calls were taped, and he had a conversation with Flynn, and that was taped, and that's what led to him ultimately resigning, and then, of course, the reaction to that. So I was reading, trying to get different perspectives on this, and the intercepted calls, like I said, the intercepted calls are what, are what really made this pop, made this story pop out, and I think, you know, of course, drove Flynn to this why he resigned, I believe. And, you know, I think that's what it was about. That's one of the missing pieces, if that wasn't clear. And there was confusion because, of course, there was confusion because there was a big scramble. And I think it's some of this cut and dry. They're spying on the ambassador, taping his calls. He has a conversation with Flynn. They hear it. They know it. They're hearing it. When he's saying they weren't discussing anything, they were. And that conversation is part of what your downfall. You can't have that conversation. And then it's a question of who knew what when with these Russian inquiries. And that's the problem. That's what the whole problem is. What is the rule of the game? What can you do and not do and you know, all of that? And that goes back to what was said with the ambassador because of the potential of blackmail, which that makes sense if you think about it in any administration, because that's exactly what could happen. If somebody is comfortable, they like their position, they get caught in this weird web and think, well, it's not really a big deal, but then it becomes a big deal because of the potential to exploit maybe what was thought to be an innocuous conversation then becomes that much bigger because of the chip in the game and what in a big spot like Flynn had, what you could potentially do. So, you know, just a few days into his position as the National Security Advisor, Flynn was in a meeting with the FBI agents, and he was grilled about a phone call he had with the Russian ambassador. And what exactly Flynn said has not really been disclosed, but the investigators had come away believing he wasn't entirely honest with them. So then you had the acting attorney general notify the White House. That set the chain of events that ended up costing really Flynn his job. But this is what happens. You've got somebody who's ambitious, somebody who has the cred. They jump into this really secure spot, but then they lose them because there's contradictions. There's scandal. There's the potential of blackmail or whatever it, you know, might be. It's rare to see someone this high fall that quickly, where it's not even 25 days. But what he knew, when he knew it, that whole uncertainty, the shadow of doubt that gets cast over everybody else because of that, the what the vice president didn't know and then was told, and what the process was. And, of course, I said this at the top, but Sean Spicer, who deals with the media in the Daily Briefing, said the evolving and eroding level of trust as a result of the situation and a series of other questionable instances is what led the president to ask for General Flynn's resignation. But other people are saying, listen, he might have been annoyed at Flynn, but he might not have pushed him out, but the situation attracted attention, so much attention to him, and attention for the wrong reasons. And I think Flynn thought he was going to keep his job, so he wasn't focused on that. He wasn't focused on, this is going to be further, there's going to be further recriminations over this, and they're going to investigate it and ask a slew of questions. Now, to me, what's going to be interesting to see is what happens with the Kellyanne Conway situation. And the reason I say that just is because and I know how this could happen, because they're talking about ethics violations, that the ethics watchdogs are all over her endorsement of Ivanka Trump products. And here's what happened, guarantee it, right? She's on the Fox show. She has a relationship with whoever she's in the media with. She's good about talking to the media, in other words. So she's on the show, and they're asking her questions about Ivanka Trump's line and all this stuff. And she says, listen, the Ivanka's Trump stuff is great. You need to check it out, etc. So she makes that comment, but that comment coming from someone from the White House sounds like she's pushing the product. Then, strictly speaking, when you look at what the ethics laws would be, you could make a case for, ooh, she violated them. Not intentionally, guarantee it. She was pressed, and she was saying, listen, the stuff's good, I have it, and check it out. And then that's what happened. The one thing she tweeted out, because everybody is communicating through Twitter, which I do too. If you want to tweet anything to me or read mine, go to Real Radio Talk or Kate S. Delaney. She said a smart thing in what she tweeted out. She said, I serve at the pleasure of POTUS, which is true. His message is my message. His goals are my goals. Uninformed chatter just doesn't matter. So that's what she's pretty much saying. It doesn't matter. You know, say whatever you want, but with all, don't make a bunch of up people over this. But she's not going any deeper into it because that just gets you further down the path of having waves and waves of problems to leave. And certainly with all the lawyers in the White House, which everybody who's in the White House, they have a ton of lawyers floating around. They're looking at every single utterance that's made, every appearance, that kind of thing. They're just poring over whatever anyone is saying. So that's what they'll do with her appearance on that Fox show. I think the Flynn thing, frankly, is what's serious, and then moving on to find the right person to fill that spot, because you're talking about national security advisor who he felt really comfortable with, and this was his, you know, this was his guy. So the three-star general is out, and now it's a question of who are you bringing in, and you want that person to flourish and not be somebody who is second, third, fourth, fifth, not even anywhere close to a choice that, you know, you would make. Therein lies the big danger there. So I would say, I mean, honestly, whoever the interim, they've already got the interim in. You keep the interim in, and you take some time making this next choice in figuring out, okay, who do we put in here that we know, I mean, that we feel comfortable with, because it's such an incredibly important piece of the puzzle. Thanks so much to Andy on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this version, this hour of ATN.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.